This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's hard to use the term bipartisanship with a divided Congress placing us less than 10 days from a partial government shutdown. That said, there are chances at some point in this Congress for a new law to make it easier for people to save for retirement. Among those who might want to pay attention here are part-timers and gig economy workers. For more, let's consult Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell in St. Paul. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
We covered the Secure Act. There was one in 2019, a 2.0 in 2022. Both made changes to the retirement savings system that you and I talked about, that we covered on the program. What does Congress have on deck now?
Okay, so it's called the Retirement Savings for Americans Act. And David, it's far more ambitious than the two Secure Acts that you just mentioned. So what the legislation wants to do is boost the retirement security for low and moderate income workers who don't have access to an employer-sponsored retirement savings plan. So this is a large segment of the workforce, and it has little to no retirement savings. And by the way, speaking of bipartisanship, the particulars of this legislation, they draw on recommendations developed in a white paper by liberal economist Tarici Ghilarducci of the New School and conservative economist Kevin Hassett of the Hoover Institution.
The core challenge this legislation, I think, aims to solve is expanding the number of workers covered by some kind of retirement plan.
That's it. I mean, look, most workers save for the retirement through an employer-sponsored plan, and these plans typically come with a matching contribution from the employer. Problem is, it's up to the private sector employers to offer their employees a plan, and nearly half of workers don't have the option at work. And the same goes for the increasing number of workers that are in this so-called gig economy.
So what's the idea here? It looks like it draws on, well, what the federal workers have and also members of the military.
That's right. So the model is the federal government's thrift savings plan. So full and part-time workers would be immediately eligible for an account. And the same goes with gig workers, right? And these previously uncovered workers would be automatically enrolled at 3% of their income. Now, it's important to say they can choose to opt out. They get a match. It's an automatic 1% contribution from the federal government and up to another 4% through a refundable federal tax credit, which phases out at median income. The account is owned by the worker, and participants would be given a menu, a simple low-fee investment options.
Now, there have been, I think, many attempts to create a federal retirement system plan. They haven't really gone anywhere, Chris. What might be different this time?
And I know, David, you are shocked, that there is still vocal opposition to this kind of a federal law. But, you know, there does seem to be more private sector backing. Goldman Sachs, Society for Human Resource Management, Uber, DoorDash, they've all expressed support.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot.